With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, celebrating 45 years of rock with the KISW 45 Years of Rock box set from Heritage Distilling. You're going to enjoy a limited edition box with 21 bottles of whiskey and bourbons from Heritage.
Oh, yeah.
Plus an exclusive 45 Years of Rock retro shirt only available in the box set and a pair of rock shot glasses. A portion of the net proceeds benefit Motley Zoo. You want more info? It's simple. Go to KISW.com. And that's where you can get that rock box set. It's a great gift. It's also awesome for yourself, so do it.
Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And since it's Tuesday, it's time to turn down for tacos.
Turn down for what?
Taco, taco. That's what we're going to turn down for. Taco, taco.
Yeah, get taco, some taco. Tacos on Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday somewhere, man.
Oh, man. I hope it's going to be in my belly soon.
No.
I don't.
Okay, maybe after the show so I don't have to go nuclear on you guys.
Yes, exactly. Save that for your lovely wife, the poor woman who's a saint saving the world from you.
Yeah, yeah. I did that. I actually accidentally farted yesterday.
Okay, I didn't ask.
It's a good talk, man. Good talk.
I don't really need that story.
Well, let's get to our contestant today. We've got Paul in Everett. Paul, are you there, sir?
Yeah,
right. Excellent. Paulie. Well, Paul, what's he playing for today, Steve?
Now, Paul's playing for a pair of tickets to check out Leonard Skinner over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Wednesday, August 24th. You could go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Skinner, get your tickets through Ticketmaster.com.
And actually, Paul won't be playing today because, well, we've got BJ's daughter, Sarah, on the line.
Yes!
Sarah.
You made it happen. Yes, Sarah.
Hey!
How you doing, Sarah?
What's up, fellas? You miss me?
Oh, my gosh. You sound like Anna Nicole Smith right now.
Oh, she does. Honey,
Is that sexy?
Yeah, that's totally sexy.
Yeah, Anna Nicole, she was a sex symbol, but she was also very high most of the time. Honey, this was not my idea. I wanted to let you sleep.
Sarah, this wasn't my idea.
But Steve's a jerk and said, call her and wake her up.
No, Sarah, I just wanted to make sure you're doing okay.
How you doing, Sarah?
Oh, you know, I feel pretty nice right now, honestly.
You taking that Vicodin or the Oxys? What are you on right now?
I'm on some Percocets.
Oh,
that'll help you answer some questions for Beat Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Steve, you ready to get owned?
Absolutely.
All right, Steve,
let's
get out of here.
Let's do this, Sarah.
For those playing at home, Sarah will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sarah, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
In the TV show Roseanne, what was the last name of Roseanne and her family?
What? Roseanne 2.
No.
Bob.
No.
Jimmy.
No. Painter Salvador Dali was a native of which country?
India.
No.
Bali.
No.
Pass.
No. Okay. On a map, the horizontal lines are called what?
The earthquake line?
No.
I should know this. Pass.
Okay. Finish the name of the musical, The Phantom of the what?
Opera!
Yes! What is the highest female voice in a choir called?
Bruno?
Yes, Fat Tony and Apu are both characters in what animated TV show?
Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Ooh, pass.
What continent has shores on all on three oceans?
Africa.
No, and Sarah drops a deuce on the old BM there.
Oh, you guys, I got some right, though.
There you go. Good point.
You did.
My girl.
Congratulations, Sarah. You didn't get a goose egg.
A product of the public school system, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud.
And Percocet.
Yes.
This is amazing.
We got a text from someone wondering, why is your daughter high right now?
Yeah.
Because she had surgery.
Okay, well, some people don't know that.
Well, yeah. And it can be very confusing if people are wondering.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Well, because
it's just,
you know,
like Tuesday morning, guys. It's like Tuesday morning.
Yeah. What happened to you, Sarah? Why'd you have to get surgery?
Because my toe went bye-bye.
You don't have any toes? You got no toes anymore?
Dude, at this point, I wish, right? I got a little screw in it, though. It's so cute.
It's a cute screw.
I'll bring you guys my x-rays.
Sweet. Wow. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Steve.
She's a bit high.
She's a lot of high. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes! Yes!
Wow. Steve, you got a tough road to hoe here, buddy.
Yeah, you do.
I'm worried that maybe when Sarah's high, she can do all this right, like get all the questions right. You never know.
buddy.
In the TV show Roseanne, what was the last name of Roseanne and her family?
Roseanne Barr.
No.
Oh, that's her real name. Connor.
Yes.
DJ Connor.
Painter Salvador Dali was a native of which country?
Italy?
No.
France?
No.
Dolly Parton.
No. On a map, the horizontal lines are called what?
Latitude.
Yes. Finish the name of the musical, The Phantom of the What?
Opera.
Yes. What is the highest female voice in a choir called?
Soprano?
Yes. Fat Tony and Apu are both characters in what
Simpsons.
Animated? Yes. What continent has shores on three oceans?
Is that North America?
No.
Is that South Africa?
No.
Is that just Africa?
No. Which TV show featured the characters Agent 86 and Agent 99?
Oh, Get Smart.
Yes.
Great show.
Which city was Tupac killed in?
Is it Los Angeles?
No.
New York?
No.
Boston?
No. Alan Funt created the show Candid What?
Camera.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-2-2.
Oh! Thanks. Steve.
You're welcome, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what I sound like?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you do, honey.
Yes, you sound a little slow.
Sounds so sexy.
Oh, God, she's so high.
Yeah.
Just a tad, BJ.
Dude, she's...
Yeah, it kind of was like nodding off when you were answering those questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I have that effect on women.
And then I came back and you got it right. And then I was like, wow, Steve is so smart.
Thank you.
Yeah. She must be high if she's saying that.
I know. That's really. The first person in the Shea family that's ever said that about me.
That's a fact.
Sexy and smart.
Sarah, have you gotten your latest dose of medicine yet?
Oh, God, yeah. I really just got it like 45 minutes ago. So it's like,
oh, she's
kicking in, man.
Yeah, she's up there, man. Yeah, she's floating in the clouds. Well, honey, I hope you get better because they had to take bone from another part of her body to help heal the toe. So that's why she's got really.
Where'd they get the other bone from?
They got it from her. They got it from her heel.
Oh, so they cut open the heel.
So she. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, dude. It's
freaking Vicky out. So I kind of want to talk more about this.
Yeah.
And then they told her she could walk on her heel. They gave her a boot. They go, put all your weight on the heel. And I had to call a doctor back. And go, dude, didn't you do something to her heel? Why do you want her to walk on the heel? They go, oh yeah, never mind. Yeah.
It's
just have her elevate. Never mind.
One texter says Sarah's not high. She sounds normal to me. Ha ha. From Chris.
Nice. Gosh, I kind of wonder, should we give Paul the prize?
Because, I think so.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Sarah.
There's a disadvantage from the get-go.
Yeah.
Serious disadvantage.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Paul's a winner. There
you're
you
welcome.
Congratulations, Paul.
All right. Honey, you go back to sleep. You know Daddy loves you.
All right. I love you all.
If I was you, I would put on Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon, and you'll thank me later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of terrifying, but.
Yeah. Or any Pink Floyd album will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what Dark Side of the Moon is. You're absolutely right. You know what? I think I'm a little high myself.
Are you sharing the drugs with your dad right now?
I'm a little high,
too. I should.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
Bye, guys.
There you go. I'll tell you, yesterday
Bye,
when I...
Bye, Sarah.
Dude, that was what it was like yesterday. I got home, and she was, you know, she's got an active mind, so she's still trying to run things in the house. Like, she's got everything planned. And I'm just like, dude, you're not in charge of anything. Look at you. Nah, I had a thing, and I put it over, and I just wanted to put it over the... You know, that thing. I go, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. Go to bed.
She sounds just like Anna Nicole Smith.
She does, dude.
It's awesome.
Yeah, she does. But they gave her the good stuff, man. She's on the good stuff.
A lot of texters are offering up a bone if she needs a bone to help heal.
Yeah, are they really?
Texter said, I have an extra bone I can give her.
Yeah, sorry. It's probably not dense enough. Thank you. So, yeah, congratulations to Paul. And also, you have a shot at beating Steve because you won't be on Percocet. You should do a better job. And we'll do that at 8:47 this morning or tomorrow as well at 6:47, twice each way, weekday, Beat Migs. Don't forget the online on-demand version. Play that anytime. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Now, I know you may be getting tired of this, but look, I can't help it. This Pokemon Go craze is bigger than any of us thought it could be. How so? I will tell you how so. I'll tell you. I mean, you won't believe how huge this is. I'm going to tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's less than a week old, and the video game Pokemon Go is a gigantic hit. Hey, even last night on Conan, he joked about how popular the game is.
Before we get started, I just have to ask, how many of you are here to see this show, and how many of you were lured here by a Pokemon character? I'm Ginger Star. I'm worth 200 points. Yeah, listen to this. According to the police, robbers have been ambushing people playing Pokemon Go by luring them to remote locations. Yes. The item most commonly reported stolen is any chance at a real adulthood. I'm sorry.
Jeez. Just to give you an idea of how popular Pokemon Go is, it already has more active users every day than some major apps you know, like Tinder, Snapchat, Instagram, and it's about to pass Twitter.
When a game app can trump a couple of apps that help people get laid.
Yeah.
That shows how powerful this app is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man.
I mean, Tinder, even Snapchat, I mean, those are places that people go to get certain needs satisfied. Now, and this is trumping that?
Yeah, it's trumping that. Now, some people think, hey, at least, you know what, at least people are getting exercise because you have to walk around, and you have to move your body to get to certain locations.
Yeah, yesterday we had some rockaholics saying they walked like 15 miles.
Yeah.
We have a video posted. It's on KSW.com. It's also on the Facebook page as well for KSW. It's Rev, Uncle Chris, and Danny. They're walking around and it's like they're just walking the streets of Seattle. And it's funny because as they're walking, there are other people that they didn't even know. It wasn't like they planted these people in the video that are also playing the game.
Oh, yeah. That's how crazy it is. Though people are figuring out ways to beat the game's physical exercise requirement. I guess there are reports of people using drones and ceiling fans to keep their phones moving.
Cheaters.
That's how they're getting the Pokemon creatures to appear. Of course, you know, Uncle Chris over in the other room, he was in the car. Since we were driving on the freeway, he was able to, you know, beat the system by going a bunch of miles that he really didn't walk.
You can't have nice things, people.
Can't have nice things.
You can't
things.
Just have fun and do what the game wants you to do. You got to try and cheat the system.
Now, Steve, you said that...
It's the American way, I guess.
Yeah. You know, beating Snapchat and Tinder, like you said, especially Tinder, like that's the way to get laid. Apparently, Pokemon Go is also a good way to find dates. Oh, how about this?
I don't know if I could handle if I meet somebody and they have a new girlfriend or a boyfriend. And I'm like, well, how'd you guys meet? And they say it's because of Pokemon Go. Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
That's why they're together. Too much Pokemon.
It was Pokemoning. Dozens of stories are popping up on social media about people actually doing that, Steve, meeting while they're playing. And Craigslist misconnections section is full of messages from players.
I got to look those up. What the hell is that going to distinguish one person from the other? I saw you. You had your phone to your face.
Yeah.
Swiping up at throwing balls at Pikachu.
I tell you what you were wearing, but I had my phone to my face too, so I really don't know. I don't even know what you look like, but you might look hot.
Yeah, if any female does a misconnection, it's going to be like millions of dudes being like, that was me.
Yeah, so many people playing this game.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, Pokemon Go, more popular than Tinder, more popular than Snapchat and Instagram, about to be more popular than Twitter. That's insane. And, well, you know what that means. Everybody's doing it. Are you? Or perhaps maybe you're refusing to do it. And that's what I want to ask you, because it doesn't have to be Pokemon Go. It could be anything. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So, Pokemon Go, or as the kids are calling it, Pogo, more popular than Tinder, Snapchat, Instagram, about to be more popular than Twitter as far as active users are concerned. That's insane.
And I heard it's the top grossing app. Here in America and also everywhere else, that it's been unveiled in the top downloaded app.
So I'll tell you the cool thing about this is the fact that it's free. So you can download it for free, and then there are micro purchases, whatever they call them, or in-app purchases. And you're saying being a free app with in-app purchases, still the top grossing app. That's amazing.
That's not, yeah, you're right. No one has to pay anything to download this stupid game, which keeps crashing on me, so I might delete it again.
That'll be your second deletion of the game. I love how you've downloaded it twice already, and now you're going to delete it. Maybe have to go back for a third time.
If I can't open it, how can I play it?
Our Wi-Fi stinks in here, though.
I've tried it even with the regular data.
Oh, you poor guy.
Yeah.
You can't catch them all, Steve.
Everyone else walking around with their phones in their faces. I want to, too.
Oh. Yeah, more popular than a lot of those other apps.
Yep, and it crashed again.
Everybody's doing it except Steve. And you know what? I'm not doing it. I can understand why people love the game. It's an awesome game, and I'm a gamer. But I'm just not going to do it. I don't really. It's one of those things where I know everyone's doing it. I'm not going to do it.
You just don't have any interest in playing the game.
That
involves you walking around and doing things.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's more that I can't let it be that much of a time suck into my life because I got a lot going on that I choose to have a lot going on.
Look, I mean, board games.
Exactly. I can't let it bust into my board game time.
I don't blame you.
No doubt about it, Steve. You're right. If I wasn't board gaming so much, maybe I'd fit it in. But yeah, I'm not going to do it. And so that's what we thought we'd ask you. What is something that everyone is doing or into, but you refuse to do it? Let's go to Bill in Olympia. Bill, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show. So what is something that everyone's doing? You say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Won't do it. Don't care. And I feel like life is better with not having to worry about who just checked in to eat something somewhere.
I was going to say, how are you going to know what people eat and their political beliefs?
Well, you know what? I don't really care much about other people's political beliefs about as much as they care about mine.
So, in other words, you actually still get along with all of your friends as opposed to everybody on Facebook.
You know, pretty much everybody on Facebook, my wife is always wants me to show me something that's on Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I can go pick up the dog droppings in the backyard instead.
I love that. That's a great line. That's a great line. And Bill, your job doesn't require you to have to do it because you're a lucky man if that's the case.
Very lucky, man. Don't have to do that.
That's awesome.
You know, I only heard about this Pokemon app because I just got back and I listen to your radio station every morning and every afternoon. Thank you, by the way, for making that part of my day bearable.
Appreciate that. Love having you aboard, buddy.
And I am not going to download that. Apparently, the only app that I have on alleged smartphone that it makes us all feel stupid is Navigator. And the grocery IQ one so that my wife can tell me what to pick up on the way home.
There you go. See that? I'll tell you, man, I'm with you, Bill. I appreciate
the
call.
Very jealous of the world you're living
in. Yeah, it's great if you can, you know, really disconnect. Because the problem is that these things are cool, but they tend to overconnect us and really suck us in almost in an addictive way. So, yeah, if you can be completely off that grid like that, that's awesome.
One person even said almost half of my department is currently playing Pokemon Go. I even seen like some pictures being posted up saying, hey, don't, if you're playing it at work, you're gonna have a lot of free time because you're not going to have a job anymore.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame. If I'm a boss, that has to be infuriating.
It's very infuriating. I'm with you, dude. And the screen is very, you can tell what the screen is. It's like a bluish green screen with a guy in the middle or some sort of icon in the middle. So you know what they're doing, especially if it looks like they're walking on streets like a street grid.
Also, if you just see your employee with with their phone in their face, you could probably put two and two together that that's what's going on.
You're absolutely right, man.
I do like this one. Speaking of things that they don't want to do no matter how popular, and it is Pokemon. He says, if I want to wander around looking for things that are not there, I'll drop acid. Another texter says, CrossFit. I tried it. It's an amazing way to hurt yourself since most people don't actually know how to lift.
Yeah, the CrossFit thing, both my wife and my daughter tried it. It wasn't for them. I know that there are people, though, that swear by it. They're hardcore, I love that. It's the same thing with me in board games. I mean, it's a big renaissance going on, but there are just people that don't want to do it. And with both,
you get swole.
Exactly. Yeah. I get really swole. Well, some of those games are heavy.
I know.
Yeah, they're heavy, man. Yeah. You know, I bring four or five of them to a thing, and all of a sudden I'm working my deltoids, my pecs.
I see it in your arms, BJ.
You see that, man. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. What is that one thing that everybody's into, but you are like, no, I won't do it?
For me, it was up until the end of Season 3, Game of Thrones. And I just I watched the first episode.
Wait, but you watch Game of Thrones?
Well, now I do, yeah. But
see, if I say Game of Thrones, that would make sense.
But for the first 3 years, I didn't watch it.
We're letting
it.
Him screen the calls, Steve, to the people, and he doesn't even know the damn topic that we're doing.
You understand? But the first part makes sense. I did get into it.
You finally relented, though. You're doing
it. If the topic was, hey, what's something you refuse to do no matter how popular it is, but eventually you caved in and did it, then that would be the perfect answer.
Then we go to the first part. Okay. I'm trying to relate to you guys.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
So there's nothing that you refuse to do that everyone else loves to do.
Not really.
You are.
I mean, I'll eventually do all sorts of stupid things, so
yeah. We, you know what, Steve? You and I did a stupid thing. We went to the Rev.
Whatever.
I'm glad we did.
He's our call screener, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, this is fantastic. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can text us at 77999. So Pokemon Go, more popular than Tinder, Snapchat, Instagram, about to be more popular than Twitter. And this is less than a week old, and everybody's doing it, apparently. But you may not be. Or, you know what, there may be something that everyone's doing, and you know what, they're into it, but you refuse to. What is that?
Dude, Catherine tweeted us at 999KISW and said that I lost 7 pounds playing Pokemon Go.
What?
Already?
Oh, that's amazing.
She already done with the game?
Dude,
what the hell is she walking
That's to? Tremendous, because for women, because they don't lose weight as quickly as guys do, 7 pounds for a chick to lose in less than a week is pretty amazing.
That's super impressive.
That is super impressive. Because you have to walk around. I mean, if you play the game the way you're supposed to, you have to walk around the grid of the city, explore different neighborhoods, your neighborhood, and you have to go to different places. You have to move there, you know, with your body in order to catch these Pokemon. So it's a cool idea, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right, so how about you, Victoria? What's your story? What are you not into that everybody's into?
I can't do the freaking CW shows, like all the superhero shows. Like Arrow and Flash. I haven't seen Arrow or Flash. I watched, because I had to for the podcast, a couple episodes of Legends of Tomorrow, and that was an abomination. I was like, really? Do I have to watch this? I can't do it. It's so cheesy and girly
and
Supergirl.
Here's the thing with Vicky, and I love Vicky's generation. We have a geek podcast, and we try to give Vicky things to do so that she'll, you know, like, so that we don't have to watch every show.
Okay.
And Vicky's like, no, I'm not going to do that show. I watch the ones I hate. It's like, that's
like, I can't. Like, I'm just going to sit there every episode and be like, it sucked. It sucked. It sucked. There's my review.
There you go.
It's so cheesy and girly. It's like, really? Is this what you think girls want?
I tried watching those shows, like the Green Arrow one. And,
yeah.
And I'm with Vicky. I mean, it's just... I don't get why grown men enjoy this. I understand that it's...
Why are you looking at me like that, Steve?
Yes, I am looking at you, because it is like... Oh, and I guess people could say that about me and my wrestling, but, you know, I mean, like...
Or maybe you and your Grey's Anatomy, perhaps.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, I mean, or you and your Dancing with the Stars, or you're So You Think You Can Dance.
But at least those never really... Like, I feel like those are like, you know what you're getting into when you walk into it. Like, those are girl-centric shows that I happen to enjoy. But, like, when it comes to superhero shows... I don't think superhero shows should ever be like, I think if chicks dig them, that's cool, but I think there should be still some sort of, like, dude vibe to it.
Oh, boy.
You don't think?
Yeah, baby, be careful.
Am I being sexist?
Well, there's a giant controversy about just what you're saying. Like, your attitude is not very well loved in the comic book community these days.
Well, comic book community can all kiss my ass.
I think what he means, he wants it grittier. He wants it dirty, like Daredevil or Punisher. We have Jessica
Jones. Oh, is that
what
you think he means? No, he was totally like, I want it to be more dude-like.
Yeah, no, that's dude-like.
Because
badass.
Look, those shows.
These men in tights should be doing mad badass things.
All right. Well, Daredevil. Look, you're not into Daredevil either. But that's a hell of a show. But some people think it's too slow.
I'm into Daredevil when Ben Affleck is underneath that mask.
Okay. Why do we? Well, I knew I shouldn't have brought up Daredevil. I knew I shouldn't have done it. Oh, that's classic. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing about that, though, Steve. That is a huge battle going on in the world of comic books because women are like, let us in and let us do it our way, make something for us. And I think the CW is, they're popular shows. I watch them with my daughter, and I just like Doctor Who, like The Prodigy, my son couldn't get into Doctor Who because he thought it was, just like you, wasn't guy enough for him.
See, I don't even know anything about Doctor Who other than the fact that you love it, so I just chose not to watch it because of that.
Oh, good call on that one. I don't think you'd like it either because there is a chick-like factor involved in the show, especially in the Tennant years and part of the Smith years, where there was romance and conflict and a romantic nature, and a lot of old Doctor Who fans were like, what the hell? The doctor never fell in love with anybody. They were never like, you know, whatever. They always had a hot chick on for the viewers. Right. It wasn't for the doctor. But women really love the show now. And so this is a tough one where it's just like female commentators in sports. A lot of people are like, why do we have a woman in the booth for, you know, Sunday Night Baseball or in ESPN, even though I forget her name, but she does a great job. But there were guys going, but it just doesn't sound right hearing a girl's voice commenting on why a guy, you know, did a hit and run or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the world is changing though, man. The world's changing, man.
Deep, bruh.
Yeah. And Vicky, there aren't a lot of women that are like you. See, a lot of women like that show because you're not a typical chick.
Well, fair enough, but I'm still not going to watch them.
Of course not, because it wouldn't be your job to watch a goddamn show.
I watch the other shows.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
One person even said, I'm a big superhero fan, but yeah, I haven't even tried to watch those CW shows because, well, they're CW shows.
No doubt about that. This is why I give the CW credit. Whatever show they do, they make it palatable for their audience. I think that's a brilliant thing they do. And you know what? It's superhero enough for me that I actually dig the show. I give them, they actually have more special effects and more fun than, you know, like the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was ABC. Mm-hmm. It was gritty like you like, Steve, but they didn't have a lot of cool stuff going on like they do on the CW shows as far as special effects and real, more like a comic book thing. So,
well, one texter says, Steve, you have no taste in superhero shows. Ben Affleck as Daredevil, WTF. He was the worst.
I like them all, man. You know, or almost all of them. Legends. I'm with Vicky. Legends of Tomorrow is hard to watch. I am with Vicky on that one. All right. You want to know the secret to having a good first date? Well, you know me. I got all the first date secrets. I'll tell you this one at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.